Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lastly, as we were about to record, major news dropped. Wanted to keep you updated. We'll have something more on the Memphis Grizzlies tomorrow when we record. But Steven Adams of the Memphis Grizzlies, the strongest man in the NBA, the guy that is an immovable force, has a PCL sprain and will miss the next 3 to 5 weeks. Oh, my God. I don't know that I can overestimate how big of a deal this is for the Memphis Grizzlies. He's not only important to the Grizzlies in general, he is very important to Ja Morant in particular. Not only does Steven Adams average, you know, a decent amount of points, you know, 8.6 points, 11.5 rebounds per game, 2.5 assists per game, but he also leads the NBA in offensive rebound rate. More than that, he is a hard rock and someone who enforces and keeps Ja Morant from losing his life every time he gets airborne. Right? You're not going to mess around with him when you know Ja Morant has Steven Adams right there. Ja drives, does not get hit and struck out of the air like a bird, right? By a hunter. You could probably make an argument that Steven Adams is the second most important Memphis Grizzly player right now. And that's saying a lot, considering that Jaren Jackson is probably going to win Defensive Player of the Year. Memphis currently in second place. They're going to face 10 to 15 games without him. You're probably going to see more Brandon Clark, who I love, more Santi Aldama, who I like and does not get nearly enough minutes, I don't think, and probably a heavier dose of Xavier Tillman, which has the internet right now in a tizzy. People are losing their shit over Xavier Tillman starting tonight's game, and I tell you what, I can't blame them, honestly. I can't blame them. None of them, no matter how good they are as a collective, are going to come close to Steven Adams. He's the only person on the floor probably that made Shannon Sharpe in his $4,000 cardigan that he was popping out of look small next to him. And then when he said, oh, Ja didn't want smoke, T. Moran didn't want smoke, Dylan Brooks didn't want smoke, remember Shannon Sharpe somehow mysteriously forgot to mention that Steven Adams did not want any smoke. So, just beware of that. Injuries, they always impact the NBA season, as we know. And Memphis has actually faced their fair share of it. The fact that they're in second place right now, considering that Jaren Jackson has been out for the beginning of the season, he was out. Desmond Bane missed time with his toe. Now you've got Steven Adams missing considerable time. Even Ja has missed 8 games. So we're going to see how the Grizzlies do and how they handle their business over the next month. Because if they can hang out and just stay steady, that would be a huge win. I tell you what, though, there are a lot of teams that have the Grizzlies in their crosshairs. And without Steven Adams, our Sacramento Kings put a beat down on them. And they don't have their incredible Hulk to protect them when they talk all that shit, even from the stands. Next up, really quick, could not end this show without telling a little bit about the latest from our favorite holy roller in the NBA, Joe Mazzulla. Yeah, we got to talk about him. Yep. Hey, Joe Mazzulla. Is everything okay, my guy? You okay? I think you're under a little too much stress out there in Boston. Because according to Celtics beat writer Adam Himmelsbach, Joe Mazzulla just walked past Marcus Smart in the locker room. did a full somersault in front of him, turned and said, "You can't do that." Then walked out. That's a real story. That's how crazy it is. What's happening? What is going on? I am worried. I am worried about Joe Mazzulla. What is he doing? What kind of ninja somersault mental health cry for help, Nick, is this? Are you a 6-year-old girl in tumbling class, or are you the head coach of the Boston Celtics? Random somersaults? Do you know those girls that just randomly do, just out of nowhere, they just start, they do, what's the other thing? What's the one you do this side? The handstand into the somersault, and they just land it. They're like, see? Bet you can't do that. Like, that's a girl. The people who do that are girls named Tanya. Not Joe Mazzulla, the head coach. Himmelsbach probably saw this up close, because otherwise, how would he even know about it? No one's going to tell him this story. He viewed this. Like all of us, and me, who is currently in tears, bewildered by this. He went to Marcus Smart and said, "Hey, dude, was that some kind of inside joke between you guys?" And Marcus Smart literally shook his head, no. And he said, "I have zero idea where that somersault came from." Then he rolled his eyes and said, "We need to stop giving him sugar." Are we sure that's not a story about Deuce Tatum? I have so many questions about this. Why? For what reason would a 34-year-old man just pop out in a gymnastics move in the locker room and say, "Bet you can't do that"? Second question that I have. Is this going to be a pattern? Has this happened before? Are we going to see more progressions of gymnastics in the locker room? Are we going to see him do a forward roll into a tuck jump? A hop to safe landing into a log roll? I need to know. Third question. Even though Marcus Smart said he had no clue that this was coming, why wasn't he more shocked or shook by this? I am reading this, and I personally, who was not there, am shooketh. I would, if I had anyone that I worked with jump into a somersault right in front of me and say, "Bet you can't do that." I can't do that. And I don't think you should be doing that either. Jesus Christ, we have an insurance policy out for you. We got one coach who's already been suspended for his fucking own gymnastics in the bedroom, you know what I'm saying? We got another guy, Bible Thumper, doing gymnastics in the locker room, and we don't even get one side eye from Marcus Smart. And you know what that means? Marcus Smart has seen some shit. You know, if that doesn't faze you, you've seen things. And if you had to pick one guy in the NBA who's not getting a lot of adult gymnastics in his life, it's Marcus Smart. He's way up at the top of my list. I hope that there's more of this story to be told. And this, I think, is just a sign that Joe Mazzulla is just a strange cat. If this is a sign of him crying out for help, like, blink twice, Joe, if you need something. Things are only going to get weirder in Boston. That is all the time that we have for the heat check. My God, Joe Mazzulla. Come back Friday for an all-new episode, as we have trade deadline coming in less than 3 weeks. We're going to be very busy filling you in on all the details. Do not forget to read this story about Joe Mazzulla, because I did not make it up. It seems like I did, and I did not. Do not forget to follow us on Twitter at @Trista_Crick and on TikTok at @ThisHeatCheck, and tell all your friends every single one of them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.